Jenny Miller is with us. She is with Public Health Delta Menominee Counties. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks for being here. You know, it's nice today. It's what, 75 degrees, sunny skies, and looking out. Yeah, I'm looking out the studio window. I'm like, there's no way anyone's going to get sick anytime soon. You know, no. you hear I'm being sarcastic. Of course, we know flu season here in Delta County and in Menominee County as well will be coming soon. And you guys are preparing for that, eh?
Yes, we are. And I mean, unfortunately, people get sick in nice weather too, and you know, school's back in session. I know my own daughters have said they've had kids out sick from their class, so we know it's getting to be that time of the year.
So tell me about the importance. We're going to talk about, you have a clinic coming up later this week for flu shots, next week as well. Why should people get the flu shot?
Well, just because flu circulates every year and affects a large number of people, and a lot of people get mild illness, but some people get severe illness, especially high-risk individuals like those over the age of 65, children younger than 5, pregnant women, anybody with chronic health conditions affecting their heart and lungs, et cetera. You know, we just want to protect ourselves and protect the people around us.
Jenny, I don't know what you have seen in your line of work, but there were a lot of people that were really upset and taken aback by the whole COVID vaccine and how it was handled. So it made some people just not trust any vaccine. Am I wrong or no?
No, you are absolutely right. We have seen decreasing vaccination rates post-COVID, and there's a whole new group of people who are refusing vaccines, and that's people who haven't refused vaccines before but are like frustrated with what they consider governmental mandates, or you know, just that feeling like, well, you know, they, whoever they is, want us to get this vaccine, and so maybe we don't want it. But you know, the flu vaccine's been around a long time. It's proved to be effective most years when it's a good match. And even when it's not a good match, it keeps people from getting sick as severely as they would if they weren't vaccinated. Influenza for people who've gotten it is not fun. Nobody likes to be sick. And, you know, it's just one of the few things you can do to really protect yourself.
What about this year, Jenny? What are you hearing from the experts, not just in UP, but, you know, everywhere? Is this going to be a rough year? Is this vaccine that we're talking about, you and I, is it effective against it?
I don't think we really know at this point. You know, they make their best guesses every year, based on what's, you know, kind of experienced in the Southern Hemisphere. We don't really know, but you know, like I said, it's the best tool that we have in our toolkit. And like I said, science backs the fact that it does help reduce the severity of illness and reduce the risk of death, particularly in people over the age of 65.
For sure. Tell me about the clinics coming up. And I know you have that, you're not just sitting there. I mean, this week we're going to do it, you know, at your office in the parking lot, but you do go out into the communities as well, public health does. So tell me about the campaign this year. And of course, we want to let people know about this Thursday.
Yes. Well, of course, we are always trying to make flu vaccine as convenient for people to receive as possible. We have our, every Thursday in September, we've been doing parking lot clinics, and we've been doing it just so that people can come in. They don't need an appointment. We're trying to make it really easy for them, you know. On Thursday, September 18th, we're having our parking lot clinic from 9 till noon. And then the following Thursday, September 25th, we're having a clinic from 1 to 4. And like I said, we bill most insurances. You can just stop on in. We also are doing our regular in-house clinics once a week. And, you know, if people don't like the idea of, you know, having to do that in the parking lot and would rather come in and get their flu shot in the comfort and convenience of the health department, they can absolutely do that too. We've been scheduling a lot of off-sites. We have certain employers that like us to come, make it easy for their employees to get shots if they want them. And there's also like we have like some senior living facilities that want us to come in and give flu shots. We certainly have flu vaccine available at our mobile clinic that's been going out and stopping at various locations in Delta and Menominee counties. We have our flyers for those posted online. So if anybody's interested and in the area, or if you just see our mobile clinic somewhere, know that you can come and get your flu shot.